Let's face it, healthcare costs in Singapore are expensive. Today, a 60-year-old is estimated to have to pay around $9,500 a year for a private hospital integrated shield plan with rider. That figure alone is already a heavy burden for many people, but it won't just stop there. MediShield Life premiums are expected to rise by as much as 35% over the next 3 years, which means the cost of staying insured is going to get even more expensive. Thankfully, the government has now introduced new rules to make premiums both more affordable and sustainable. With these changes taking effect in 2026, new riders are expected to be about 30% cheaper. In this video, I'll walk you through everything you need to know about these changes and help you think through the big question of whether you should continue to hold on to your plans or downgrade your plan to save on costs. And by the end of the video, you should have a clearer understanding of what you are paying for, how these changes will affect you, and how you can keep your insurance both affordable and meaningful for years to come. But before all that, let's first talk about what an integrated shield plan is, so that you don't blur later on. In Singapore, every citizen and permanent resident is automatically covered under MediShield Life. This is the basic national health insurance scheme that helps to pay for hospital bills, outpatient treatments such as kidney dialysis and chemotherapies. However, while its coverage is reliable, it's only enough to cover your hospital bills in Class B2 or Class C wards in public hospitals. What B2? What C wards? To put it simply, a C ward is a 6-bedded room where you share the space with other patients. There's no air conditioning, you use shared toilets, you get standard meals, and you don't get to choose your doctor. Meanwhile, a B2 ward has 5 beds instead of 6. The environment is a little more comfortable, but you still receive subsidized care and share the same facilities with other patients. This is what MediShield Life is designed to cover. It keeps basic healthcare affordable, but it does not provide the comfort, privacy, or flexibility that some people might prefer. So if you want more flexibility and more comfort, that is where the Integrated Shield Plan comes in. The Integrated Shield Plan, or IP, is essentially an upgrade on top of MediShield Life that gives you access to B1 or A wards in public hospitals or even private hospitals if you choose the higher tier plans. In these upgraded wards, the experience is very different. You get air conditioning, far fewer people in the room, more privacy, and in some cases, you can even have access to premium meal options from fried lobster to double-boiled fish soup with wolfberry. The catch, of course, is that the bill for these wards is much larger. How large are we talking about? According to data from MOH, a heart bypass surgery in 2020 can cost anywhere from $6,400 to $83,500, or basically the cost of a toilet in an HDB flat, depending on the hospital and ward class. However, your integrated shield plan does not pay for the entire bill. Before the insurer pays anything, you must first cover a portion of the cost yourself. And this first part is known as the deductible. The deductible is the initial amount that you have to pay for medical claims made in a policy year before you can start receiving any payouts from the insurance policy. It usually falls between $1,500 and $4,500 depending on your age, the ward type you choose, and the plan that you are on. Then, once the deductible is met, the next part you have to pay is co-insurance. This is the percentage of the remaining bill that you must still pay. For most integrated shield plans, this co-insurance is around 10%, while the insurer covers the remaining 90%. So, for example, if your total medical bill comes out to $50,000 and your IP has an annual deductible of $4,500, you will first need to pay that $4,500 out of your own pocket. After that, you will have to pay 10% of the remaining amount. So, that's $4,550. This means in total, your out-of-pocket cost for this $50,000 bill would be $9,050, and the insurer will cover the rest. This is where the real concern begins. Because of this co-insurance, the bigger your medical bill, the more you have to pay. And large bills are actually quite common. According to Smart Wealth, late-stage cancer treatment in Singapore can cost anywhere between $100,000 and $200,000 a year. So if you have a $200,000 hospital bill, touch wood, your total out-of-pocket would be $24,050 for that one claim. And for many people, that amount can be difficult to pay for, even if death savings set aside. This is why riders became so popular. Prior to 2018, some riders covered the entire deductible and co-insurance, which meant that patients could just go to hospital and get treatment without having to pay anything at all. While it sounded great, it also created problems. When patients do not need to pay anything, they just treat it as a buffet meal. They will agree to every test, every scan, and every extra service. Because why not? It's free what? This led to overuse, rising claims, and eventually higher premiums for everyone. So in 2018, the government stepped in and introduced new rules to curb excessive claims. Under these rules, full coverage riders were phased out and patients were required to pay at least 5% of their bill, capped at $3,000 a year. This ensured that everyone had some level of cost sharing, which helped to discourage unnecessary treatments. However, one of the biggest advantages of riders still remained untouched, and that is riders could still cover the deductible, which means that patients only needed to pay the 5% co-payment up to just $3,000. This feature continued to make riders very attractive, especially for those who wanted to reduce their out-of-pocket costs. Unsurprisingly, despite those measures, the net claims still continued to go up. In 2024, net claims surged by between 9% to 27% due to higher medical costs and higher claims. And as a result, 4 out of the 7 IP insurers actually saw losses in 2024. So to remain financially viable and not go bankrupt, these insurers have no choice but to continue raising premiums. So how much do you have to pay in premiums? Based on this super useful health insurance planner tool by CPF, which lets you project your future premiums, the numbers can be quite shocking. Right now, the premiums that I have to pay for my integrated shield plan is around $700 a year from MediSave and another $607 in cash, which is still quite affordable. But by the time I reach 60, that amount is projected to jump to about $3,400 from MediSave and $11,700 in cash. That is almost 14 times what I'm paying today. And it does not stop there. As you enter your late 60s and 70s, the premiums will continue to climb even higher. As you can imagine, these premiums do not just eat into your retirement savings. They also draw heavily from MediSave, leaving you with less room to pay for outpatient treatments, chronic medication, future hospital stays, and all the other healthcare needs that become more common as you age. So to fix this, the government announced 3 new changes that will take effect in 2026. The first and biggest change is that from 1st April 2026 onwards, new IP riders will no longer be able to cover the minimum IP deductibles. This means you will have to fork out a minimum of $1,500 to $4,500 every year before the insurance payouts begins. Second, the current co-payment cap of $3,000 will be raised to a minimum of $6,000 a year. But wait, doesn't this mean that hospitalization costs will now be higher than before? Yes, and that is exactly the intent. The goal is to reduce unnecessary treatments, control overuse, and keep the entire system sustainable so that the premiums will not keep rising at the pace that we have seen over the past few years. But there's also a third change that helps to balance things out. With the new rules, riders are expected to become about 30% cheaper than existing maximum coverage riders. So even though you may pay more during a claim, you save more every year through lower rider premiums. Check this out. Imagine a 60-year-old who currently has an IP and a rider. If he switches to the new rider in April next year, he could save around $1,600 a year in premiums. Over 3 years, that savings adds up to $4,800. Now, after those 3 years, he undergoes a knee joint replacement surgery at a private hospital and receives a bill of $56,900. Under the new rules, his rider no longer covers the deductible, so he will have to pay the full $3,500 himself. On top of that, his co-payment comes up to $2,670. When combined, his total out-of-pocket cost is higher than it would have been under the old rider. But remember that he also saved $4,800 from the lower premiums in the past 3 years, which will help to cover the extra amount that he now needs to pay. This is the key idea. The new riders benefit people who don't need to claim for a long period of time, especially for young working adults. You get to enjoy lower premiums year after year, and when you eventually have to make a claim, the savings you build up can help offset the higher out-of-pocket costs. For people who don't have frequent hospitalizations, this shift is actually good for them. Now, of course, this leads to the big question. With riders becoming cheaper but offering less protection, should you downgrade your plan? First of all, regardless of whether you stick with the existing plan or not, all plans will be transitioned to the new riders after 1st of April 2028. Second, it is important to remember what MediShield Life is designed for. MediShield Life is the most basic layer of health insurance, and its purpose is to cover essential hospitalization needs in subsidized public hospital wards. In fact, it's designed to fully cover 9 in 10 subsidized bills for hospitalization in class B2 or C wards, as well as subsidized patient and day surgery treatments in public hospitals. This means that for many people who are comfortable with basic care and do not mind going to subsidized wards, MediShield Life alone can already provide strong protection. The reason people buy an integrated shield plan is not because MediShield Life is bad, but because they want more flexibility. Some people want the option to stay in higher class wards, others want shorter waiting times, access to a specific specialist, or the ability to choose a private hospital where the recovery experience may feel more comfortable. For these groups of people, an IP provides access, convenience, and choice that MediShield Life does not offer. So then, if I'm happy with subsidized wards, is there any reason we need to buy IP? Actually, there is. This is because MediShield Life has sub-limits for each type of treatment, and it may not fully cover certain procedures or therapies even if you are staying in a subsidized ward. If the bill exceeds those limits, you will need to pay the difference yourself. On top of that, not everything can be subsidized just by choosing a B2 or C ward. For example, you cannot choose subsidized dialysis the way you choose a subsidized ward, and many treatments depend on means testing or availability, and not ward choice. So this is where an integrated shield plan can still be useful. Even if you stay in subsidized wards, the higher limits from an IP can give you extra protections for big bills that might go beyond MediShield Life's caps. So then, back to the question of, should you downgrade your plan? The decision comes down to two things. The first is whether you genuinely need the flexibility of choosing your doctor, having shorter waiting times, or going to a private hospital. The second is whether you can comfortably afford the premiums as they rise sharply in your 50s, 60s, and beyond, especially now that riders will offer less protection under the 2026 rules. If you rarely use private healthcare, are comfortable with subsidized wards, and prefer to keep your long-term costs low, then downgrading to a more affordable plan can make a lot of sense. But if you value comfort, prefer having a specific specialist, or want the option of private care when something serious happens, then paying more for a higher tier IP might still be worth it. And of course, you do not have to just stick to your current insurer. You can compare plans across different insurers to see which one offers the best value for your needs. For example, when I use the CPF Health Insurance Planner, I realized that if I switch to a different insurer, I will actually save on quite a bit of premiums. But remember, switching is not always straightforward. If you have any pre-existing conditions, the new insurer may impose exclusions or loadings, which means you might end up losing certain benefits that you already have. That's why it's always a good idea to speak with a licensed financial advisor before making any changes. If you want someone to talk to, don't talk to me because I'm not a licensed advisor. But you can speak with Haven, the insurance provider that I'm partnering with. And no, this is not a sponsored video. The reason I work with them is because their philosophy matches what I believe in. They don't pressure sell or try to push products that you don't need. Their focus is on helping you understand what truly makes sense for your situation, so you end up with coverage that fits your needs instead of something unnecessary. So if you want to speak with them, you can use my link to get in touch. At the end of the day, the goal is simple. You want a plan that protects you without becoming a financial burden. Whether you stay on your current plan, switch insurers, or downgrade, the most important thing is making sure it stays sustainable for the long term. Anyway, that's all for this video. Hope you found this useful. Like, share, and subscribe as I'll be posting new videos every week.